This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, first name Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, date of birth, April 15, 1971, date of evaluation, May 24, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 52-year-old African-American female seeing preoperatively as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, the HCI. The patient is a 52-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the left shoulder dating to approximately 2 years ago, period. She reports repetitive motion injury secondary to lifting, period. She developed pain involving the shoulder, period. She had associated swelling of her hands and difficulty lifting, period. She stated that she began dropping things, period. She was then diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome and underwent carpal tunnel release of the right wrist, period. She had ongoing symptoms involving the shoulders bilaterally, period. She then underwent a conservative course of physical therapy and acupuncture, but has continued to pain that she rates as 8/10 subjectively, period. Pain radiates down the left shoulder and appears to go into the forearm, period. The pain is worsened by activity, period. Past medical history, 1, hypercholesterolemia, neck number seizure disorder, neck number diabetes type 2, neck number hypertension, neck number plantar fasciitis, right, past surgical history, right meniscal tear 2011, neck number C-section, neck number scoliosis. The medication, Depakote 500 milligrams, take 2 BID. Tegretol 250 milligrams, 1 BID. Metformin 500 milligrams, take 2 BID. Glipizide 500 milligrams, 1 daily. Lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide 20/25, 1 daily. Sertraline, S-E-R-T-R-A-L-I-N-E, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Carbamazepine, 200 milligrams, 1 BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. One touch plus daily. Lidocaine, 2% viscous PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother with diabetes. Social history, patient reports occasional alcohol use or denied cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, next, she reports stiffness and pain. Neurological, she has history of seizures, psychiatric. She has depression and insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/89, pulse 98, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 157 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal examination, left shoulder reveals decreased range of motion on external rotation and abduction, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 93 beats per minute, non-specific ST abnormality, and is otherwise unremarkable. The lab work, the sodium 139, potassium 5.0, chloride 102, glycol 26, BUN 24, creatinine 0.83, glucose 182, hemoglobin A1C 7.9, white blood cell count 6.0, hemoglobin 13.5, platelet 256, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.029, 1 plus ketones, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 52-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury to the shoulder period. She is now scheduled for subacromial decompression after stopping with beta cuff repair and shoulder debridement period. The patient is noted to have diabetes and hypertension period, referred to as history of hypercholesterolemia period. As such, she has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease. However, she has no findings of ischemia, angina symptoms, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. She is relatively medically cleared for her procedure. She is stable for saying, period. She is therefore cleared, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation,